Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
And here we are with Talk of the Rock, the KMXT edition, in which I try to wrangle cats. The cats being Amelia Eagle and Michael Wall. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's another half hour of Pam doing the tsunami.
Managing tsunamis. Yeah,
hey, come on.
Right.
If you could talk for 3 hours on the tsunami, you could talk to us for a half hour.
With no changing information. So we are here today to talk a little bit about pumpkins and KMXT, and...
Did you ever hear? You think you'd hear that in the same sentence?
Not really. Pumpkins and KMXT, I did not. But you know what? It's a weird year, right?
It is.
It is a very strange year. So,
tell us about pumpkins and why it applies to KMXT.
So I'm going to give you a little history lesson.
Oh. Do we have theme music for this deal?
No, we don't, unfortunately. Normally, we all know and love the 4-H's Harvest Festival that happens in the fall each year. And because of COVID this year, they decided that it was not safe to do that. So we were kind of bummed out about that because there'd be a whole bunch of pumpkins that didn't arrive on the island and a whole bunch of kids that didn't get to do pumpkin-y kinds of things. So,
did you just make that word up?
Pumpkin-y.
Pumpkin-y kind of things. Yeah.
You can't
well,
even
you know,
say it.
You can.
Wrangling cats. Okay. Anyway, so we talked to the 4-H folks and tried to figure out how we might be able to incorporate something that KMXT can do and something that 4-H can do. And we came up with this sort of weird idea, but it's going to be kind of fun. We're going to do a pumpkin parade on October 30th. So imagine you're driving through the Griswold family Christmas, only it's not a Christmas light parade. It is a pumpkin parade where you can drive by and see all these pumpkins on display. That's the end result. In the meantime, we've been working with the 4-H and with Mattson to bring some pumpkins to the island. Not a lot, not as many as they normally do. The 4-H kids all got, would you go grab a couple of those rocks? The 4-H,
sure, yeah.
4-H kids, have you seen these rocks, Mike? This will make sense in a moment. The 4-H kids got a pumpkin in return for carving the pumpkins or decorating the pumpkins and bringing them back for the pumpkin parade on October 30th. And they painted rocks for us to use for place markers so that people can find a rock, put their pumpkin there.
Put your pumpkin on there. So it doesn't rot in the bottom while it's sitting on the ground.
No, it wasn't for that. It's you get to keep the rock. So you take the rock when you bring your pumpkin here. And then, because the pumpkins are only going to be on the ground for a little bit of time. This is probably not making any sense to people.
You spread it all out. So you actually have some distance between the pumpkins, and you put these cool little rocks down, and you stick the pumpkin. So you put the pumpkin on top of this rock.
No, you take the rock, and you put the pumpkin on the ground.
Where it was, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Very artfully done.
Yeah, these rocks are amazing.
Wow, candy corn pumpkin.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Chocula here.
Here's the deal. You bring your pumpkin to KMXT on Friday, October 30th.
Yeah.
And you find a rock, pick up your rock and take your rock with you to keep and put your pumpkin on the ground. And then we're going to set all the pumpkins up for a pumpkin parade, which will happen between 5 and 7. It means you'll drive on Razanoff. You'll go to the high school parking lot. We'll direct traffic onto Egan Way. So you'll go past the high school's painted rock. And then we'll have pumpkins along there, pumpkins in the KMXT yard and along that way to the library where they're going to have spooky music playing and all kinds of cool stuff. And then on out to...
So the pumpkins aren't actually parading. The people are parading.
No. Well, yes, the people in cars are parading. So trying to keep it COVID safe.
So the pumpkins just stay there on the ground.
Correct.
And we
sort of
go
like a decorated
them.
House would so, be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what?
Well, I just thought it was a pumpkin parade. It was like people walking around
with their pumpkins.
With their pumpkins.
Well,
that's kind of tough.
There's
in the
some
COVID
there's
day,
some
though,
pumpkin
yeah.
pumpkins.
Some heavy pumpkins, plump pumpkins.
There are pumpkins that are big enough you could put them on your head and you could walk around.
Well, that
like you, a Timothy Burton movie yeah. or something.
So we're not going to do that, though.
We are not going to do that. This is very hard to explain how we're doing this. You want to pipe in and explain something?
Yeah, you just walk on by those pumpkins. That's the
that's
the idea.
Drive.
You can
by
put
the pumpkins.
Pumpkins. Drive by. Yep, and you can put them on your head if you want, but that's up to you completely. We're not encouraging wearing those pumpkins, but
so is there a contest element to this thing?
Yeah, we haven't quite figured out exactly what the contest element is going to be, but
there will be a intense level of competition.
Yes, we're kind of talking hopefully tonight
right.
about what those levels will be, whether it's going to be best decorated or most scary or whatever. We'll have some prizes for people too. So anyway, we're hoping that folks will participate both by driving by through the pumpkin parade and by decorating a pumpkin and bringing it.
So how do you get your hands on one of these pumpkins?
Well, that's the other piece. So if you if you become a member of KMXT during next week, you can get a pumpkin. So by becoming a member or renewing your membership, you can get a pumpkin.
How many pumpkins do we have to dole out?
We have about 180-ish.
Six big boxes.
So it's first come, first serve. The people
it
already are
come,
pledging already. They're eligible to get a pumpkin, right?
Correct.
But all pumpkins are welcome in the parade. That's another aspect, is if you don't get a pumpkin from us, which we encourage you to do, you can still decorate and bring the pumpkin so that there's more variety in the parade.
Yeah. We'd love to have 300, 500 pumpkins out there.
That'd be
the
cool.
More, fun. The merrier.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, it's amazing the artistic qualities that come out in people. If you ever sat down and did a pumpkin carving people,
yeah,
you know, some people do some amazing things with those things now. And now you can go online and get all these decorating ideas that didn't exist before. And, you know, we had one last week at the house with, you know, had a Zoom pumpkin carving thing with the kids.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, so we had kids on the mainland and kids in South Carolina, and they were all doing their thing.
Who came up with the coolest pumpkin?
Oh,
well, of course, you're a grandpa. You know. You can't pick a favorite. Sorry.
Yeah, you know.
Never mind. Bad idea.
Well, they're all, like, stunning. You know, they're all really great.
Yeah. Well, unlike the days when you and I were carving pumpkins with just the kitchen knife or the...
Oh, you got tools
whatever
now.
You have now, there's all kinds of tools and neat designs you can do. And
right.
Yeah.
So what
neat.
Happens to these pumpkins after the end of the deal? People are going to come through and pick them back up?
Yep. So the pumpkins are, the pumpkin parade runs from 5 to 7 on Friday the 30th. You can, if downtown trick-or-treating happens, you can leave downtown trick-or-treating and come right on up the hill and go through the pumpkin parade.
We just got notice from the chamber today that they're still, you know,
they're still going
good. As long as something doesn't happen in the community.
Okay, that
great
sounds
way
good.
To finish off your trick-or-treating downtown.
Yeah. So now this is a serious fundraiser for the 4-H kids in the past. I mean, I've been out there to the fairgrounds with hundreds of people and thousands of pumpkins, it seemed like, and people were in there with wheelbarrows taking pumpkins out right and left.
Right.
So... And all those proceeds went to the 4-H kids so they can continue their programming. Obviously, that kind of thing can't happen. So we're kicking back some of the proceeds here, right, to the 4-H.
Well, part of what we did was give each of the 4-H kids a pumpkin as this. So we haven't talked about dollars and cents. What we did do is reassure 4-H that this is not something that we're going to do every
we
year.
We do not want to do another event. No. You know, come on, Pam.
We want to help them support. We want to help support the 4-H kids.
Don't you need another badge? You know, some... Tsunami Pam, Run the Rock, Bam. Galley tables. And t-shirts.
Now you move to another microphone?
Yeah, okay. I wasn't plugged in this entire time.
Your microphone wasn't plugged in? Your headset wasn't plugged in.
Oh, maybe that's what happened. I couldn't hear myself.
Oh, some of us are more technological than others. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so Amelia.
So this sounds like fun. So next week we're having a fun drive. We were going to have it this week, and with everything else that's going on after Run the Rock, we're
going to focus on the fun
drive. Do the fun drive next week. And so, that's going to be, you know, a challenge again.
Well, yeah, because we normally, during the fun drive, try to have folks come in and, you know, we have all kinds of stories and people coming in with music, et cetera, and that just can't happen right now. So what we're hoping is, I'd love it, actually, if people called with some stories and things that we could record and put on the air next week. But we're also going to have some special lowdown sessions during the week next week. We'll have the lowdown during the 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. hour every day next week. We're still lining up our guest list for that. We'll still have Doc of the Rock on Wednesday next week, but on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll have some other guests talking about COVID-related issues and just community-related issues. Go ahead, Mike.
Nothing. I mean, it's been a while. You know, it's been a while since we talked to people in the community about what's going on, other than the docs. So
that is the theme for this fun drive. This fall is that community counts.
Right? That's right. Community counts. Mm-hmm.
So we're selling that.
Community counts like pumpkins?
Exactly.
Or community to you, the community as a whole counts.
Right.
Both of
community
them
community matters. Maybe thinking of it as community matters is a better way to
no,
think
I got
of
it. It's fine. How many more minutes we got left?
Terry, do you have some music?
No. I mean, it's important. I mean, we you know, it's that time of the year where, you know, we do these two fundraisers every year to try and make our budget. You're looking at me like I'm telling you something new.
Well, that's what the whole concept of the lowdown came from, too, is updating the community during this pandemic and how it kind of changed our fundraising as well. So this follow-up this fall, we're going to kind of drive home that message.
So the idea with community counts or community matters is that KMXT is part of the community and the community is part of KMXT. So we want to know what your thoughts are about. We always want to know what your thoughts are about KMXT's programming, how we're covering the news, how we're covering the pandemic, you know, whether you're getting enough information, if you need more information, in what specific areas, and how KMXT can be more involved, or Kodiak Public Broadcasting. It's more than just KMXT. There's actually four stations here. There's two analog stations, KMXT and KODK at 90.7. And then there are the two HD stations that you can pick up if you have an HD radio. So there's a lot of programming here. And so is it programming you like? Is it programming you don't like? Are there things that we're missing that we should be adding to your lives? We want to figure out how to be an important part of your life and what you're listening to for news and information on a daily basis and entertainment. Mike is the most entertaining amongst the bunch.
No, I'm just thinking of the pumpkins right now. You know, where are all these pumpkins stashed?
Currently, they are actually. That's another partner. Thank you for mentioning that. Worldwide Movers has allowed us to use the space that they normally have the Christmas trees in later in the year, and so we're keeping the pallets of pumpkins there. And
so I understand that you had to give them a bath the other day. Isn't that right?
It was like a sponge bath.
Did you use... Pam is a pumpkin caregiver.
This was a really bad idea.
No, I mean, come on. We got a whole shipment of pumpkins. I've never seen a shipment of pumpkins come in, you know. Must have been pretty exciting.
It was pretty entertaining to see all those pumpkins, yes. And there's some beautiful pumpkins in there, some huge pumpkins.
Small pumpkins.
So you go down to check out the shipment, and there's some, you know, some that aren't in the best of shape or some that are just...
No, actually what happens is when you have a gourd like that and you cut a pumpkin, sometimes mold starts to form on the stem of the pumpkin. So we just had to clean the stems off.
Couple hundred pumpkins? You're sponge bathing?
Actually, some of our volunteers are helping with
this deal. Okay. Oh, so we had the 4-H kids helping you clean the pumpkins?
No, you had your board members.
Oh, we had board members, our board members. So if you would like to be on the board of directors, KMXC, this is an opportunity you might never get ever again. I'm thinking we got people knocking down the doors right now.
They're well taken care of, these pumpkins.
So I can guarantee you one of the shows that they'll ask us to never repeat again as we're looking for listener support is this instance.
This is the fun part of Talk of the Rock, well, though, you know?
It is part of it, too, though, that Halloween is going to be different this year and we aren't all going to get to... No. Gather the same ways that we normally would like to and celebrate. You know, the costume contest is always a big thing, and we're just trying to make it fun for everybody. And this is one way to kind of show off a little bit, show off your talents, and kind of get together with your family or close friends and come check out some pumpkins.
Well, I think it's a super cool idea to get the kids after they go trick-or-treating to come up to the hill and go through a whole pumpkin display. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
And especially if they're one of the ones that carve the pumpkin and they put them up there and they can compare them and show their friends, you know, I think it'd be great.
Should be a fun, fun time.
In costumes. So there's not like refreshments or candy or any of that kind of go on. I mean, we're sort of, well, how do you do this safely of having a pumpkin parade? How do you get a lot of people through one area without causing people to be concerned about it?
And what we're hoping, we're working with the police department so that we can make Egan Way just one-way traffic during that two-hour period. So you'll, again, come from the Razanoff direction to the high school parking lot, and then volunteers, likely our poor board members, again, will be...
Are they listening to this show?
I don't know. I hope they're listening to you. So our poor board members will be helping direct traffic during
that. In costume, no doubt.
Oh, maybe.
I wouldn't put it past them.
But yeah, I wouldn't either, actually. It'll probably be fun.
And then, you know, those of you who have been trick-or-treating downtown with your kids can sit in a confined space while they're eating a bunch of sugar and drive slowly past all these pumpkins.
And enjoy every moment of it, I'm sure.
So how does somebody get their hands on one of these pumpkins now? I mean, if they want one now, they have to wait till next week? Are you going to have a distribution
actually,
time?
No, actually, we're distributing them to existing recurring members and people who have donated here recently first. And then starting on Friday, we will open it up for people who are making a donation of at least $20 or more. They can come up and get a pumpkin starting on Friday at, what do we decide? 9?
Yeah, to drop the pumpkins off?
No. Oh. Friday to start picking up a pumpkin, and then the dropping the pumpkins off for the following week.
Yep, still so. 9.
Okay, so if we're in a normal year, you know, you take the kids, you load them up, you drive out to the flats, you go into those barns, and you look around, and you got a whole assortment, and you pick the one that you want. If you go get a Christmas tree, you do the same thing. You go down there and go through all the trees and find the one you want, and it's a big family event. What are we doing for selection? Are we saying people can come here with their kids and here's 30 pumpkins, take the one you want?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't encourage that.
No, I'm just asking to ask. You know?
We're going to have a handful of pumpkins here every day for people to choose from. So you're going to get to choose from that lot, which could be between 20 and 30 pumpkins. And you get to pick from those.
Is there pumpkin modeling, perhaps? You know,
do we, what does that mean?
Does it mean one of the people in the development department like takes pumpkins and goes and shows
you
them?
You know, why do we put up with them?
Yeah, don't put your hands all over these pumpkins, maybe, but just eyeball, you know, the one that you want and grab it. That's kind of the idea.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So. Trying to be as safe as we can.
You don't get to drive the car before you
buy. You know,
buy
I
it.
Just realized I do have a mute button for him. There, he's off.
Speaking of that, Thursday night at 5 o'clock with a mute button too.
Oh, Thursday night at 5 o'clock. Yes, we do have. Actually, we have a lot of different debates coming up this week, don't we? We have the presidential debate at 5 on Thursday.
Right.
And we have something statewide that's happening after that.
Don Young and Galvin is Thursday night at 8, and Sullivan and Gross are Friday night at 7.
Okay.
So we got presidential debate at 5 on Thursday, followed by
Congressman Don Young and challenger Elise Galvin.
Right. So the city council is going to move over to KODK.
Okay. Yeah. On Thursday.
Do we have a question from our listeners?
Oh. Terry's bringing us the information. Okay, thank you. I had not seen this yet.
Okay, so we're going to have pumpkins here, and then somebody's going to be making pumpkin runs over to the the warehouse to pick up more if we're running.
We have the standard mom van here that is being filled with pumpkins.
The sneaker van?
As often as we need it to.
It's kind of like a maroon minivan sitting in our parking lot, right? Is it maroon? What? Isn't that the pumpkin van?
No. So
we're putting it in somebody else's?
So anyway, we are bringing...
Lock your vans.
We are bringing pumpkins from the warehouse over here every day. And you can just come by and make your donation. And then you can...
do what you want with them.
Yeah. Decorate your pumpkin and bring it back on Friday. That's what we're hoping.
Well, when is Halloween? When is it? It's on...
It's on Saturday next
on
week, the 31st.
Next Saturday.
Yeah. So downtown trick-or-treating is Friday the 30th, and you don't have to participate in that. But if you do, you can go to downtown trick-or-treating and then come on up here for the parade anytime between 5 and 7. And then pick up your pumpkin after 7 p.m. to take it back home so you get to enjoy it for the holiday.
Okay, in a perfect world, how many pumpkins do you see out there, and how many of these little rocks are we going to have?
We have a lot of rocks.
Well, in a perfect world, we'd sell all of our pumpkins.
Right.
And then more of the community would put in more of
theirs. So in a perfect world, we'd have between 250 to... Yeah, however many you can imagine, pumpkins.
As many residents are in Kodiak.
And we're going to run this down the street from the library here on both sides of the street around into the high school parking lot.
Not into the high school. It'll start at the rock over here and then come along the way. But we also have our huge yard and a hill, and there's another hill just past the library as well. So we have a lot of space for pumpkins.
I'm thinking there's photo opportunities here. It'd be kind of fun.
I'm thinking you're correct.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're correct.
Should be a nice time of day, too, because it'll be kind of dusky, getting dark, so you'll be able to see.
Yeah. So that also, if you have a pumpkin that you want lighted, we're not going to have candles, but if you have any of those little tea lights, the little electric tea lights that you want to put in there, or a flashlight, whatever works, just bring that with your pumpkin, and we'll turn it on before the pumpkin parade, so everything's lit up. ready to go. We're going to have all these little people out there with all these pumpkins doing all this stuff, turning on lights and making them light up. And it'll be like the pumpkin elves.
So it's not going to rain.
The weather's going to be beautiful. Party
Did it rain for Run the Rock? No.
Whoa. Having had children that went through the school district here and grew up here, you know, Halloween was always a
cold.
Yeah.
It was like snowing on Halloween.
Yep. So if it rains,
have a few
it rains.
Of them.
But you're going to be in your car driving through the pumpkin parade.
But if it's absolutely beautiful, though, there's going to be people walking through there. They're not? Or are you going to dissuade them from
doing
that?
We are dissuading that for safety's sake. So.
Okay, so what
just
kind of
now
things...
Now you can call me Pam the Party Pooper.
Yeah, well, what kind of... Well, I mean, there's going to be people walking all around anyway, right? What kind of things are you thinking to give people for the prizes? Or is that something you're talking about tonight?
We're talking about that tonight, but we're thinking some Grand Slam things might be kind of fun. Some
toys, sandwiches, maybe some Monk's Rock.
You know, bookstore kinds of things might be kind of fun. So there's all kinds of things we're talking about.
So we're going to have categories too, right?
Yeah.
Little kids, medium kids,
correct.
Big kids,
correct.
Old kids.
Old farts like you and me.
Really? Whoops. I could do a pumpkin thing?
Of course. Of course.
Now, are we going to put them in their own little deal? I mean, do we get to have, like, the geezer pumpkins all in one little patch so you can, or are you going to mix us up with people who actually know how to do it?
You know, I'm going to leave that up to the pumpkin committee, of which I am not a member.
That might make our meeting a half hour longer tonight if you do that.
No, they'll make those decisions elsewhere. Off to the side. So... We're at 12:56.
Are we really?
We have been talking now for 26 long, miserable minutes.
We didn't think we could do it, but we did.
We got a minute left, Terry says.
1 minute.
And this is all, you know, as an assistant aide to the 4-H, and it's also a kickoff for our fun drive and to see whether or not the community wants to add another event, you know, because everybody's kind of dying for something.
Yeah, everybody's looking
for
something,
to new.
Do.
So we're going to give you something new, and at the same time, maybe you could help us out by becoming a member of the station and picking up a pumpkin.
Yeah, and when you bring your pumpkin back, you are going to get a cool decorated rock. The 4-H kids did just an amazing job on these rocks.
Think about it. You know, the usual year, you get like a mug or a T-shirt or something, and you know, eventually you got to figure out what to do with it because you got so many of them collecting dust. These pumpkins are going to be ephemeral.
Ephemeral.
Yeah.
Very
well,
good,
they're
Michael.
Just here. You take some pictures.
Composting.
You remember 2020 COVID was the year I donated to KMXT and got a pumpkin.
It is a unique year indeed.
Let's hope we just don't have to do it next year, too.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Next year, we'll be doing a regular fun drive.
Wow.
But we, you know what? We
next
wanna
year, we're
just...
going zucchinis.
We do want to thank everybody who's been supporting us all through this. We have had donations from folks that have been very generous, and we greatly appreciate that. And we hope that you're enjoying some of the programming that you're hearing in return. I'm going to put a qualifier on
it. This is just a warm-up.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for your continued support. And I think maybe we're going to turn it over to Terry at this moment.
Thank you,
it's
Pam.
It's all
thank
yours,
you.
Terry.
Thank you, Amelia.
To you guys, that was great.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.